Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Welcome back to Fun Town, everybody. It's Tuesday for us. It's Wednesday for you. We're all here this week. Jeff Oskey's back. Hey, Jeff. Welcome back, buddy.
You made it.
What happened last week?
I don't know. We just fumbled through it. It was rough without you. We made it happen.
I have yet to listen. I'm sorry. Did I miss anything good?
Well, why would you, Jeff?
Exactly. I only have 3 kids going back to school, all in different
you're in that boat
with different back to school plans. And
yep,
I don't envy you at all. I mean, what a time like to be a parent right now. School starting back during the pandemic, what do you do?
Yeah, this is exactly why for I don't know. The majority of my life, I was against having kids because I'm like afraid something like this is going to happen. Come on.
Other than zombie apocalypse, this is the worst possible scenario to have kids, I think.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure.
Because I always thought that in The Walking Dead, I'm like, man, when you got a little kid, that really just bogs you down. You know what I mean? You got to worry about them all the time. They can't run as fast as everybody else.
Screaming.
Yeah.
Some zombies hear them.
Can't hold their weight. Can't shoot zombies.
Yeah.
Jeez.
But I took my kids to lovely South Carolina and left a day before the hurricane.
How is the wasteland of the South right now? Is it as scary as everyone makes it out to be?
I'm trying to think how many people I want to alienate with.
Well, no, they're lovely people down there. Just the news makes it sound
were lovely people whatsoever. Like I would say. Well,
yeah. I mean, listen, Jeff, I was just trying to be nice.
No, I'll tell you, we went out and got ice cream at 11 o'clock. The second the store opened up, we were the first ones there, the only ones there. We went in, they got their ice cream with the mask on. We came out, we ate it outside, we got back on the golf cart and went back to our house. Avoided everything.
Now, wait a minute, you had a golf cart? I don't mean to interrupt you, but you just say you guys had a golf cart?
I decided to splurge because both sets of grandparents threw us some cash when they heard we were going. So on the last day, we hadn't done anything but just sit in either our room or out on the beach, which no problem with that whatsoever. That was awesome. So I'm like, you see all these people tooling around on golf carts. I'm going to get a golf cart. We're going to go check some shit out, but we'll be safe because we're on this golf cart.
I mean, father of the year, these kids had to be losing their fucking minds. We got a golf cart. I mean, what kid's not going to lose their mind?
Way better than walking in the heat and humidity of the South during the summer.
Yeah.
Like golf cart breeze in your hair.
Well, we were down in Surfside Beach, which is near Myrtle Beach. You can see Myrtle Beach from your beach. And I was like, oh, we'll cruise down to Myrtle Beach and just check it out. But it looks super COVID-y up there. So we'll just stay on the golf cart. Well, dumb here didn't look at a map. And you can't just drive down the coast to Myrtle Beach because there's a state park and some shit. So you can only get to Myrtle Beach by getting on the highway. So I rent a golf cart and we're pretty much just contained to a 1 mile square strip. So we just drove back and forth.
That's like, fun though.
Yeah.
That's what they're great in, age to be fucking around on a golf cart too.
Yeah.
They're also intended for a 1 mile square area. I think that's your typical golf course. So
this is gas or electric?
Gas.
Nice.
Oh, so it's, there's some mileage there.
Yeah. According to the speed sign I went by, it does 35.
Ooh, that's pretty good. Yeah. It's moped speed.
Yeah, it was fun. We whipped around a corner one time and I just hear, no, oh no, I dropped my phone. And I'm like, which one of my kids dropped their phone? And I look back and my girlfriend's running down the street after her phone. She was the one who, it was in her pocket and I just put so much stank on the turn and just whipped it out of her pocket into the middle of a busy intersection. So,
oh man, that's the coolest thing ever.
State all over again.
Yeah, it was fun. We had a good time. We stayed the hell away from people. I will say this: no one down there gave a shit about a mask or social distancing.
Yeah,
we I'll be honest. I peeled off a little extra. We got two umbrellas, four chairs set up on the beach every morning by the lifeguard.
Ooh.
We're the only ones on the goddamn beach, and these people come and set up, I swear to God, within 3 feet of us. Like, within three, like, their chair is in our shade.
Oh, like, my
that's
God.
That's how close they are to our umbrella.
So they're milking it.
Oh, yeah. So I go down to the lifeguard, and I go, hey, and he just looks down and he goes, oh, yeah. I hate to be an asshole, but can you? Because they have to put your umbrellas in. Like, if you rent them, like, you aren't allowed to move them yourself.
Yeah.
I go, can we move the one that's right by those idiots who sat up next to us to the other side of the umbrella? And he made it super obvious to them that they were idiots as he moved. They, like, just kind of, like, gave them the look and rolled his eyes at him. It was
Jesus. I mean, what idiots, you know? I mean, it's been on the news. It's been on the news.
Beach.
Yeah.
At least he said something. I would have just been passive aggressive the entire day and then in a bad mood all night.
Oh, I didn't say anything to these people. I just immediately, like, I looked at them, I saw what they did, and I walked down to the lifeguard and I told on them. Like, hey, look at these COVID assholes over here.
That's where you wish there was just somebody on a rooftop. Like, he works for the government somehow. Maybe he works for the CDC and he has a sniper rifle. And just when he sees that, he just puts the whole family out of their misery. These people don't have a chance anyway.
Yeah, well, nature's going to do that, Todd.
or at least tranquilize them and let me drag them 15 feet down the beach before they come to.
I think we should get to, like, lock a mask on them till this is all over. Like, we should be able to trank them and tag them and mask them.
Oh yeah.
And then they'll get it off when it's over.
It's like bolted to their skull and they can't get it out.
Now, we were in, like, kind of a housing area on the beach. As you went down where there were high rise condo complexes, there were people packed in there. Like, they were every, like, 5 feet with their umbrellas and shit.
Really?
But where we were, I felt totally safe, like, on the beach and out in the water.
Wow. That's cool, man. What a vacation. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was
I'm
good
jealous.
Time. It was good. Considered vacations may no longer exist 2 weeks from now. Yeah, I'm glad we got it in as a family in case.
Wait, what's that mean? I still have to take my week off.
but you can't go anywhere.
you won't be allowed to travel. Like, if you get caught in Illinois, they'll just make you, like, either right back or they're going to lock you up for 2 weeks.
So yeah, I've been trying to avoid any real news or whatever. I've been avoiding all news and social media. So sometimes I go dark, and it's nice because then I only have to worry about the voices in my head and Donnie.
Right.
My boss today just told me to start planning a trip to Virginia. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, sooner the better. I'm like, okay. Plus my week off.
Marnie went to Atlanta and same thing there. It was as if this whole thing's never happened. It's just wide open.
I love Georgia.
People all over the place. And it still blows my mind because they are the home of the CDC.
Yeah.
The CDC headquarters is in Atlanta. And they're like, they were the first ones to say we're not close. It's like,
I don't think they have any idea it's there.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy to me. And then you go here, like the comedy clubs, you know, like here in Indianapolis, it's open. And it's almost like this was always the case. Like it's safer than going to work at an office because everybody, you can't get around nobody. I mean, other than the two comedians that you're working with in the green room, but then, you know, people are masking up in there, but you can't access the crowd. There's a barrier everywhere you go. It's weird. I mean, people aren't laughing because they're freaked out, you know, but it's like something new and it's all distracting as fuck, but they're showing up and I've never seen anything like it.
Why do you think they're there if they are freaked out?
I think part of it's the curiosity. I think part of it's the curiosity. Like, well, let's see what it looks like there. Because now, like when you get something from the comedy club, half of the show description lays out all their COVID regulation, you know, all the things they're abiding by. So I think they're like, well, we'll try it. And they walk around. And it does feel like when you walk in there that you're in a dystopian comedy club future. Like, it's not like what you're used to. You kind of walk in, you're like, oh my God. You know, you're expecting to see robots, like, how many in your party? And they just like roll you to your thing. And then everybody's so spread out inside. I mean, it's kind of cool that they can operate within it like that. But when I was there, I was kind of worried about it. And there's a lot of comedians, like at least here in the local scene, that insisted on not doing it. And then they were there. And I'm like, well, this is fucking safer than my house. Like, it almost is. Like, I have contact with no one. And they have different mics for everybody.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Wow.
It's weird. But it's not conducive for comedy, I'll tell you that. I mean, you're fighting up there. You know, but the only thing you can do is just acknowledge it and just kind of work it into your act, you know?
What did they have the capacity cut down to?
They're 50% because they're a restaurant.
Okay.
So where you're, you know, each table's, you know, empty in between. So that's how they're spaced out.
So people, were they not drinking as much also? Because they'd probably just drive home after.
Yeah. And there's no open, you know, usually in a comedy club, you pass a lobby with a bar and all that. All that's shut down or roped off with signs and all this stuff. So you only get what, you know, comes to your table. So, yeah, I don't think they're selling as much booze. And I think people are being more responsible because they're not wanting to Uber necessarily. Yeah. So
it's like doing one of those. I don't know why I even did this, but I was emceeing for somebody's like afternoon show on like a Saturday at like 2 p.m. at Crackers one time. Mm-hmm. And it just felt weird. Like there was no energy. Like it was like you're used to being there when it's closed down. And I don't know. Like you just walked in, you just walked straight into the showroom and
Right. Everybody
was sitting there quietly. And I don't know. It just had a weird vibe about it.
The best thing I've seen is the Black Circle Brewery here in Indianapolis has an outdoor show. And it's really fun. The only thing there is once it gets dark, they don't have adequate lighting. So you're just looking at a shadowy figure on a deck, you know, but
mosquitoes.
Yeah. But before the light goes down, before it gets dark, it's really a good show. And everybody's either sitting on blankets in the lawn and everybody's really spread out and you're wearing your mask, you know, in the crowd then. And it's a really cool situation. But it's you don't feel as freaked out, you know, because you're just in this open lot of grass.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe more of those will happen. I don't know. But we'll see.
Oh, no. I'm not feeling very funny right now.
Yeah.
You know what?
My unemployment just kicked in. So right now I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Before I was like, yeah, I'm going to starve if I don't do shows. But yeah, I you know, I got denied the first time I filed it. It wouldn't let me go through all the process. And so just the other day, after a bunch of gigs fell off and Illinois shut down and all these states, I'm just like, yeah, well, I might as well try it again. And I mean, it took me forever because I'm going back to April 17th, you know, I'm filling vouchers out that far back, but did it. Boom. 3 days later, in my account, back pay all the way back to April.
Nice.
Good.
I was like, holy shit.
Hell yeah.
So I guess you just have to wait until everybody's already gone through unemployment and then do it. And it's real fast.
Yeah. Rob the whole joint.
Yeah, I'm surprised there's any money left.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I just saw a thing that they're getting ready to re-up the Fed side of that. So.
Oh, did you guys see down in Florida, a lovely gentleman who applied for a PPE loan for his business, got like $3.8 million, went out, bought a new Lamborghini with it. And then somehow someone caught wind of this and the feds came in and seized all of his accounts along with the Lamborghini.
Dude.
And... how much of that shit is happening that no one's catching yet? Because didn't buy a Lamborghini. They just got, you know, a Lexus. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. You know.
The FBI is going to have to start a whole new division for it. Because I can tell you this, all of a sudden, you're seeing a lot of restaurants and some stores only accepting cash. And it's
national drought of change. And everywhere, it's legit. Like Meyer's like, please just use your card. For the love of God, use your card.
Now, where the fuck is all the change?
It's all in our jars at home, I think.
Who cares? Just
it's
away
all
it.
In the cursing jars.
So they, because we're not all out all the time, the change runs out?
I guess,
but who cares? Round it up. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, right now.
Why would we still have change? Like, that's the stupidest thing. Coins are the stupidest thing in the world.
That's why they raised the McChicken price from 99 cents to a dollar, I thought.
It's also going to be the dirtiest, most disease-infested thing on the planet is a quarter.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's just gross. Anyway.
Our office is probably the cleanest place to be. We installed an air scrubber while you were gone. So it's something that's literally UV light and everything is happening to kill everything floating in the air. Day one filling in for you, I was breathing better.
That is cool. I didn't even know that was a thing.
There is a thermometer in our little green room. You can just like kind of put your head in front of a camera and it'll tell you your temperature, which is fun to play with.
That's awesome.
And my normal temperature
up to
is
like 6 inches away. You just like put your forehead, you like stare at it and it goes beep, like super loudly, like way too aggressively. And then tells you your temp.
So all I want to do is go hang out in the sun and see if I can get it to like rise up and
go run a couple laps.
Yeah.
That's so
hot. It's the safest place to be is that office right
That's
now.
That's awesome.
I've been since my son was working at the school and was around other dirty children.
COVID-y kids.
COVID-y kids. I've been wearing my mask at work. So I wear my mask as well, like when I'm in the office, especially now I'm just wearing it full time because I don't want to.
Have you seen the face shield yet?
Yeah.
So Chris Bauer's got one because he has to do some speaking gigs at some schools here this next week. So he has that and he has like a lav ear thing, you know, for a microphone. Well, he's on my shows in Dayton at Wiley's this weekend, and he's going to wear that with the lav mic during his set.
Huh.
So that's going to be interesting.
So the coaches at Orange Theory are using.
Oh, really?
So they can still see everybody and tell you what to do, but they're wearing that little plastic welder mask looking thing.
At this point,
little mic.
I don't know why comedy clubs aren't putting this plexiglass around the stage. So like a wall between us. I mean,
you're a hamster.
Welcome to the comedy cube.
Yeah. I mean, this is not any more distracting than what's going on anyway. You know what I mean? Just put a big thing of plexiglass up there.
Come on down to the chuckle bubble, everybody.
There's a bar on the northeast side, Drake's, and they have plexiglass sheets hanging down between each booth so that they don't have to skip tables or whatever.
Yeah.
And I thought, that's a pretty good idea. I mean, it doesn't bother me.
It doesn't really bother me that much.
No.
I mean, all the stuff, it doesn't really bother me. I haven't done comedy in a club or anything, so that might be a little rough.
I'm exaggerating crowd response. I mean, it's just, but you just can't go in there. You have to acknowledge it. I feel like I had to, you know, because one said I didn't, and then it was like, yeah, It's like, all right, I just had to stop in the middle and be like, all right, what in the fuck? Look around. This is going on. This is, all right, let's get over it. You know, you came here. We're doing everything that we normally do. Just fucking shake it off, you know?
And did it get better after that?
Yeah, you just have to make them fucking let their hair down, you know, breathe a little bit. Like, all right, you're right. It's like
went up there and did a lot of heavy breathing in the room,
which is all practice breathing on each other, get it over with. There, if you're gonna get it, you're gonna get it.
I mean, you're fucking 20 feet from the next person, so
that was the worst part about vacation. Was we drove through Pigeon Forge, and where we were staying, there was like you know, a go-kart track and a putt-putt course.
Gotta love Pigeon Forge's menagerie of carnival.
Yeah, the kids are like, oh, can we go ride that roller coaster? And it's like, no. And they're like, why not? Fucking COVID, dude. Oh, yeah, okay. Well, hey, can we go putt-putt? No. Seriously? Why not? Fucking COVID. Oh, yeah, sorry. Hey, can we go to this all-you-can-eat pirate crab leg buffet? Fuck no. Why not? Because it's a fucking pirate crab leg buffet. Fuck no.
Only ice cream.
Yeah, and COVID.
Are all the buffets closed?
No, they were all open, and they were all packed. Everyone we drove by.
Yeah. Oh. I saw some open here, and I couldn't believe that. I was like, what the fuck? It seems like they would maybe have separate rules for them.
I'm COVID, waiting for the journey to go under.
A COVID buffet sounds just like at the CDC. They're like pointing at the worst case scenario chart and be like, it's going on, guys.
Well, but schools, you almost should just say, screw it. We're not going to do anything if we're opening schools. You know what I mean? That's like, that's true. The most dangerous thing possible. No kid's going to obey the rules.
No.
Well, half of them are going to. You know?
I saw a picture posted online that somebody's kid took in the hallway of their first day back. And it's in
Georgia?
A high school. Maybe two out of the like 85 kids you can see have masks on.
Yeah.
And they're all like right up against each other. Like how tiny.
They're all doing little dances. We're asymptomatic. We don't show symptoms. You know? Yeah. We're just carriers.
They're going to lose some people. That's when it'll shut down. One kid gets sick, one kid goes down, it's over.
It'll be a bus driver. Some bus driver's gonna go down.
Or a lunch lady.
Yeah.
Or kindergarten teacher who's been doing it for 35 years.
All of your lunch ladies, all of your janitors, all your bus drivers, that we could a district will burn through two or three of them before they even think about shutting down.
they're non-essential. Oh,
yeah. They're not high enough up. Now, a young cool teacher goes down, right. It's over. The kids will have a vigil. It'll be done.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They take out Miss Treef and fucking they're walking out.
Yep. Right. Like, yep. Or a cool principal or something. That would mm-hmm. be.
Dude, I was late getting this started, right? Because I went today and we hadn't been grocery shopping in forever. So I go to Costco and I'm like, this is a good time of day to go. I think it was like the less busy, you know, that I've seen Costco ever in my life. So I'm going through, I just bulk up. I'm like, all right, I don't have to go anywhere for the next 3 weeks. So put it down and then... Also, when I was walking on my way out, they have all the TV displays. And I was like, fuck, really been wanting the new TV. Because the one in the living room is not a smart TV. So I'm like, but I don't want to go back in the line. So I'll just stop at Best Buy on my way back home. So I do, you know, and there's so many different TVs. And I don't know what all they do, you know, but I just go cheap. You know, a $400 big screen TV works as good as anything else as far as I'm concerned. I know there's a difference, but I'm fine. So I'm like, I just want cheap and big, just cheap and big, smart TV, easy to operate. That's all I'm looking for. So the guy's like, all right, you want this one? It's a Hisense or something, you know, from China. And I'm like, perfect. Looks great. Let's do it.
China. Perfect. Let's do it.
I didn't even pay attention. It's an Android TV. And so I get at home. And at first I was freaking out because I thought you had to pair it with an Android device. I'm like, I don't have one. So, and then I read the thing. I'm like, no, you can bypass it. So, but you do have to be logged in to a Google account, right, in order to get the apps and stuff to work. So I do it. For some reason, my password, I know it's fucking right, would not work. Keep saying it's the wrong password for my one of my Gmail accounts. So I'm like, fuck it. I'm just going to change it. Not realizing when I change it, it changes it everywhere. So I couldn't go to get on here, and my computer's like, you can't do shit until you log in to your Google account. And just kept playing. I was like, oh my God, I can't get the podcast going.
All this for a Chinese TV.
Yeah.
Well, even Sony TVs will, it's an Android.
Oh, is it?
System, okay. So,
yeah. Yeah.
Oh, there's nothing worse than changing a password.
I know.
Especially when you never change it.
It's the worst. And evidently I've forgotten what it is. I've tried every password that I've ever used in my life and it's not working. I'm like, why would it be a different one? There's no way. But probably because I screwed something up at one point and changed it and then forgot to write it down anywhere. But yeah, so I was freaking the fuck out. But finally I got on here, put in the new password and everything was fine. And except Marnie's pissed because there's a giant TV in the bedroom now. Because I took that one out and put it in the living room.
Johnny did that, though. It's too big for like, where the bed is. It's like the whole wall. And you're
it
like,
can never be too big.
You can't fall asleep to it. It's, the whole room is lit. And you're like, this is ridiculous.
One day your whole wall will be a TV.
How many inch TV did you get there,
It's Connie? A 65.
Nice.
Yeah. And I should have, you know, when I bought the one for the shed, it was like $400 and it's a Roku and that was really easy to set up. So I should have just fucking on the Y just and say, this is the TV I want. But I'm like, oh, no, that one looks cool. And then, yeah, I'm not good on that stuff. I'm just like an old man, like
cheap and big.
God damn it. Everything's going to run
cheap
off.
And big.
I know. I was like, aren't the apps just on there and it just automatically detects your internet? But I guess not.
There's yeah, always something wrong.
When my Wi-Fi goes down, I then have to re-put in my password on my TV to re-log on to my Wi-Fi fucking every time.
Oh, that's the worst.
And so, you know, I'm just sitting down to eat, you know, a quick lunch. Nobody's home. Hey, I'm just going to watch a program for 1 second. Like, oh, wait, what the fuck is my Wi-Fi password? And I'm using a remote control to try to arrow over and capitalize. And
I'm so slow on those.
If it's the same password that the cable guy set up, it's like some fucking Zodiac killer puzzle of a
I know.
That you jump, you have to use that remote to go to different sets of characters.
Yeah.
Open up other keyboards that have Axonte use. And
I will use a different device if it says you have to enter your password, as opposed to going through the whole rigmarole of like left, select, down. I will be like, you know, screw it. I'm turning the Xbox on and then just use that. Like, this one's already logged me on.
Eventually, Jess is going to have like 4 rooms in her house she doesn't go into. There's nothing for me in there. I have nothing to use there.
I told Johnny, I go, we need to get a Bluetooth keyboard that just connects to the TV or any device. So whenever we have to put a password in, won't complain. I was like, do. Because usually he does it. He's got like, he's really quick, gamer hands. Like, I'm like, how do you do that?
That's how my son Bailey is. He could do 2 TVs at the same time, like a remote in each hand. Sign in with 2 different logins. It's incredible. Yeah. I don't know, man. But I got a new car, too.
What?
Because my lease was up. It wasn't like, oh, I'm just going to get a new car. It was like, oh, they're going to take this one or I buy it. So I scaled that a little bit because I was like, I want something a little better on gas. Like, I love trucks, but I've been driving trucks forever. And I'm like, whenever the world opens back up and comedy starts again, I don't need to be getting 16 mile a gallon. You know, on a 10-hour trip.
Driving to Nebraska, 14 miles to the gallon.
Yeah. So I was going to get a car, and now I'm kicking myself in that. Dude, if you lease the new Hyundai now, and by the way, those cars are awesome. Like, just the Hyundai Sonata now is an awesome car. And it gets, like, 32 mile a gallon on the highway. And I don't know. They're, like, under 30,000, I think. And when you lease one of those, you get free oil changes in service for the entire lease.
Oh, wow.
Like, and your warranty is like incredible. So
is it safe to say you got a Hyundai Sonata?
Well, I was going to.
Unleash.
And then I was like, maybe I'm not ready for this. I need to wean myself from trucks. So let's go in between. So I got a Jeep Grand Cherokee. They had like a big rebate on the 2020s, trying to, you know, make room for the 2021s. So I've got like this midsize SUV now.
What's all this Sonata talk then, Todd? Like, what are they?
It's just for anybody else who's smarter than me. Yeah.
Is this an ad? Did we just do a Sonata ad?
For anyone else in the market who's smarter and more economically sound than me, yeah.
Man, at the least, you don't have to get an oil change, right? You're like, meh.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens.
Todd, were there any other cars that you don't own that you found yourself a big fan of or you'd like to mention before we move on?
I almost bought a four-door Jeep Wrangler Unlimited with the Sky Touch. You hit the button and the roof retracts all the way. Wow. And all you got to do is pop off the doors, which those come off easy. But it's that I just didn't, you know, lifting that whole shell off is like a two-person operation minimum. So I was like, eh. And then I was like, all right, well, let's do it. And I have no, like, I'm not good at calculating sales price into monthly payment, you know? So
that's where they get you.
Yeah. We sat down. Yeah. We sat down. He was like, okay, slides of paper is what you're looking at in a month. And I just slide it back. I'm like, we need to look at a different car. That's way too pricey. It was like $710 a month or something.
Oh, it's an apartment.
He's like, yeah, but look how cool and fun it is. And I'm like, yeah, for the first summer,
yeah,
you're going to have it for 4 years. I'm not going to do that. Yeah.
How many miles to the gallon does the Jeep Grand Cherokee get?
It's like 2622. It's a 26 in the highway.
They didn't put
it's a little better. It's something
better
like
than 15.
Yeah.
Jeep Liberty gets like 13 miles a gallon.
But. And what is the oil change program on a Jeep Grand Cherokee?
I'm going with Jess. I'm just never going to change it. I think it can last the term of the lease.
Yeah.
No problem. I don't remember Gary Goldman's bit, but he has an incredible bit about how the recommended mileage for oil changes is bullshit. You know, like they tell you every 3,000 miles or whatever they used to. I think it's more now, but. And I think then the manufacturer, he looked it up and it was 10,000 miles and not synthetic oil or any of that stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he had a whole bit on it. But I'm kind of that way. Like, my truck is overdue for an oil change, but it goes back in like 2 weeks. I'm not fucking changing that oil.
No.
Yeah.
Why?
Here you go.
Yeah.
Plates expired too.
Sonatas if they were worried about oil changes.
Oh, don't get me started on laundry detergent. They tell you to fill the whole cap up. Yeah. You don't need a whole cap. You can just go to 3 on a full load. It's really concentrated detergent.
Yeah.
I've washed every bit of clothing I've ever had my entire life in cold water. And I put underwear with sheets, with socks, with dress shirts, with I don't give a fuck. And then I've never had an issue whatsoever. All my clothes still come out clean. They've never run because I do it in cold. Like, it's never the hot shrink. Water people are trying
I do the exact same. I've done it as far as I can remember, only cold water. And I don't differentiate between whites and colors, any of that shit. Just in there. Never a problem.
Austin, do you do your laundry or?
Yeah, I do.
You do your own laundry?
Yeah, I do it on cold water. I am cold water people, as Jess
would
say.
There you go. I think it's the way to go. Now, Jess, you're probably pretty particular about this color. Darks go here, lights here.
I try to keep it all together as much as possible because he wears white shirts all the time under his dress shirts and my PJ shirts. So it's like, whatever, except his cologne sometimes will still be on. Like, I'll smell it on my shirt later. So I'm like,
I think you'd be like, oh,
sometimes.
Like, oh,
what
I smell Donnie.
Cologne does Donnie wear?
What's Don wear?
He has, I like Kenneth Cole Reaction, but what else does he wear?
Reaction. I wouldn't even know what to wear. I don't wear cologne.
Austin?
Quite a few.
No, I don't wear anything scented. I use unscented everything I have since I was a kid. Scents drive me nuts.
Oh, really? You got a super sensitive nose?
Like, not everything, but when I don't like the smell of something, I'll leave. Game over.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the thing you hate the smell of the most?
That would be cheap cologne.
That's the worst.
I hate that more than anything.
Like your car.
It would be somebody like randomly just deciding they're going to smoke a cigarette right by me. Drives me a little crazy.
I've probably done that to you before.
I probably
used,
have too.
Used to not to, though. I mean, I think it's just from all the no smoking now, the smoke does bother me a lot more than it used to.
Oh, yeah. If I
used to not give a shit, hang out in a smoky bar, who cares? Yeah. But cheap cologne will make me throw up. Yeah.
Really?
Women's perfume like that. If it's like a powdery perfume, I will just gag. It's like the old lady perfume.
And oh, yeah.
They put it on so much. You just walk by them, and it's like you went through a cloud of just.
They smell like a high end feminine product, is what they kind of smell like.
My nose is so bad. Like, I a lot of things I just won't detect. But, and then some things, like if it's a really bad smell, I'll get almost nauseous before the smell hits me. And then once I get nauseous, then I can smell. It's weird. I don't know if it's something. One of these times I get hit in the head when I was a kid or something. But like meth labs were like that to me. We'd be doing a search warrant or something. And the next thing you know, I'd be like, oh, and I'm like, oh, this is a meth lab. But I couldn't even tell you what I was smelling almost. You know what I mean? I'm just like, I know this is a meth lab. And then it would be a meth lab.
Yeah. What does a meth lab smell like?
I mean, it's mostly it's the chemical reactions and stuff that Clorox. You're smelling. Yeah.
It smells like bleach and. I don't know, copper or like fireworks.
Ether used to be a big component in it, you know, shit like that. So, but kind of smell, I guess, like a body shop or something, you know, like a paint shop, kind of just a chemically smell. And you're like, ah, yeah, it's a meth lab. But it was weird because other people would be like, oh, I smell ether. And I'm like, I don't know what I smell, but it's a meth lab.
They could use Todd as like a meth drug dog.
But I would have to be pretty deep into it sometimes. One time I did smell it. It was a windy day and there was a house and they had us creep up on there because the guy, they went and bought all the right stuff, right, at this hardware store. And so the hardware store called in a tip on it. And we got
fucking
there.
Snitches.
They had a plate number. And we found the house. And then there was an open field that a farmer owned next to it. The farmer gave us permission to walk in that field. And it was just, you know, I could hit the house with a rock. It was about that far away. But I was on top of this hill. And I was like, whoa, it just overcame me. And I was like, oh, my God, they're cooking a batch in there. So we went and got a search warrant, hit the house. And it was there, all this stuff. And then my ex-wife, after we split, told the defense attorney that worked that case that I had no sense of smell, just like I couldn't smell anything. So he takes her word for this and files a bunch of shit in court. I have to go on the stand and defend my sense of smell.
They give you a smell test?
Well, they were just like, you know, I described what I smelled in the affidavit or whatever. And he's like, you know, there was no there's no pictures of ether anywhere in here, let alone an open container of ether. So there's no way that you could smell a chemical that was consistent with the odor of ether and all. And then the prosecutor would get up there and he's like, here's a picture. It's a jar and it says ether on it and the lid's open. So they end up throwing it out. But it was the biggest rigmarole. Like he was trying to challenge, like if I would have got proved, you know, perjuring myself in court, my career's done. Yeah. And I'm like, I wouldn't fucking do that for a fucking meth lab, you idiot.
Jesus. What'd your ex-wife Christ. Have to say for herself?
I was pissed.
You know what, though? I have a bad sense of smell sometimes, just because sinus issues.
Yeah, that's
but
me.
If you're around chemicals, I think it would naturally, you'll either get stuffy or something's going to happen. Like that, it gets through. Like
sometimes it opens
your
eyeballs.
Up. Yeah. Yeah.
Jeff, what's your smell you don't care for?
Teenage kid BO.
that's got to be pretty bad.
After being in a van for 14 hours the other day, I'm going to say that shit hits you like a ton of brick. that is a pungent.
I don't think I was a smelly balls. Kid.
Neither do they. No. And you can't like to be funny sometimes I'm like, hey, you need to take a shower, and they're like, why? And I'm like, 'cause you stink. And then they cry. And I'm like, right. Oh, I'm just playing. But seriously, get in the goddamn shower. Like, you reek.
I got sent home from school one time because in high school, my senior year, because I stunk so bad.
Really?
Yeah, I had wrestling practice the day before, and then I got home, me and my buddies went out, and we drank, and we were just like, we partied, and I just kind of passed out, slept, you know, and I woke up late, and I was like, oh, and I just threw on a hat, and I just right to school, and I'm sitting in class, and this cool-ass teacher, that was one of our cool-ass teachers, called me up, and he goes, I'm going to do you a big favor right now, you're sick, and you're going home. Because you fucking reek. And I was like, oh, thank you. Yeah, I feel kind of bad. And then check me out and I went home.
That's cool that he looked out for you.
Yeah. But I guess I stunk. Because one of my buddies, too, he was like, dude, as soon as you walked in that door, he just fucking polluted the room. Like BO mixed with vodka sweat or whatever. He was like, oh, sorry, guys.
So your high school, where Todd went to high school, one time a friend of mine, she was dating someone who went to Todd's high school. And we were off for some Catholic shit. And they were a public school, so they had to go to school. So we're like, hey, we're going to go visit my friend and her boyfriend, Ryan, at Triton. So we go and we're in the hallways less than 3 minutes when all of a sudden you just hear, Oske, Andrea. And I'm like, what the fuck? And we turn around and a teacher who had taught at our high school the year previous who had left apparently went to work at Triton.
Oh, really?
And spots us, of course, immediately in the hallway. That's knows awesome. We do not belong whatsoever. Oh, and hey, I'm going to do you a favor. You can leave right now and I won't say a thing, or we can get the police involved. And we're like, it was good seeing you, Mr. Smith. Have a good day. And that was the one time we went and tried to, boy, we made it a whole 30 feet into the building. He killed it.
Was it really Mr. Smith?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, did he coach baseball?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah. He dated a girl that was a student.
Yeah, that's why he left Ron College.
You should have called his bluff. Or maybe I'll call the police.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I only know one Ryan from Triton. I'm going to take a stab at this. Was it Ryan Seibert?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Oh, wow. Dude. I loved Ryan. Yeah. He got sick and he had cancer and passed away.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, he was a good dude.
Yeah, he grew up down the street from me.
Yeah, he did. Like, he lived right by Acton. Yeah.
Me and my friend Rob Adams and Ryan and Chris Hume. I don't know if you knew Chris Hume. He lived in our neighborhood as well.
Yeah, I knew Chris.
We kind of ran around together before we all got cars and could leave our shitty neighborhood and go out and do shit.
Yeah, Ryan was one of those guys. He was so much fun because I don't remember him even being a big drinker, but he was always like the most fun at parties and stuff, like drinking and the most fun.
Yeah.
Like one of those guys.
Us and some of the neighborhood girls, the older neighborhood girls, we were playing strip poker and Ryan goes to the bathroom and things had not progressed hardly far at all. Like it was the early stages of the game. Yeah. You know, like a sock was off and maybe a dude had a shirt off. Like there was nothing good.
Right.
And all of a sudden you just hear him doing this crazy voice from around the corner and you look over and you're like, where the hell is he? And he's just got his penis sticking around the corner. Like you can see him. He just had his penis there. He's doing like some, you know, miming act.
Trying to jumpstart it.
Yeah. And so, he was called Dick Around the Corner for like ever. Like, dude, it's a great Dick Around the Corner bit. Like I've never
seen awesome. That before.
Yeah. Or since luckily.
That's hilarious. Yeah. He was best friends with Bailey's mom in high school.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. Good dude.
Nice.
Austin, do you you played rugby, right? Rugby in
lacrosse.
School? Oh, lacrosse, sorry.
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I played lacrosse. Big surprise there.
Professionally?
No, Jeff.
Not that he couldn't have.
No, I couldn't.
I'll give it right.
Like, did you play in college?
No, I played in high school. I didn't play sports in college. I didn't want to pursue anything like that.
Yeah.
I was done.
You didn't do club lacrosse in college either?
No.
I was always curious about lacrosse because it's physical. And I mean, it reminds me of like soccer because you're running just as much, but it's more physical.
Like you're banging hockey in. And basketball rolled into one.
Yeah.
Explain it.
Yeah.
It's like, so first of all,
I don't it's a big sport now.
With basketball. Basketball was invented as a lacrosse drill to be done indoors. The markings
really?
On the floor, everything, those are lacrosse field markings on a basketball, like an old school basketball court.
Huh.
So, and then the way you move around it is you get a guy underneath the net. That's the representing a guy who moves behind the net in lacrosse. And you just basically do the same thing. You pass till somebody's open and you do fucking V cuts and you draw men in and pop out. And I mean, it's if you are good at basketball, you can learn lacrosse plays easily.
Really?
Yeah. And the thing about lacrosse is that if everyone's good, it's not that violent of a game. But when people aren't good, we resort to a lot of just physical contact.
Well, that's same in basketball, because I wasn't really good at basketball, so I would just hack the fuck out of people.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be physical. I'll foul a lot.
And that's why I'm terrible at basketball, but I will just post up like a brick wall in front of any direction you're trying to move and make you just push your way to everything.
Does it hurt when you get hit with one of those lacrosse balls?
Yes.
It looks like it would hurt like a motherfucker. Exactly.
Yeah, so imagine like a solid rubber baseball.
Wow.
Like that's what you're whipping. And, dude, guys launch those things at like 116 miles an hour.
It's incredible.
High school kids can throw them at like 100, no problem.
Wow.
So that becomes a thing is if you're willing to step in front of, willing to step the shot. And goalies wear like less padding than anybody out on the field.
Really?
They just wear like a chest thing normally.
Uh-huh.
And maybe like a throat protector. But they don't even wear like shoulder pads and stuff most of the time because they're not supposed to go out and hit anybody, but they do. I mean,
really?
Yeah.
I would have liked to see Jess play basketball.
Were school. You good, Jess?
I was aggressive.
Yeah.
I was the defensive person. So if someone got the ball, it's like, oh, yeah, real obnoxious, blocking out hardcore. But I was okay. I was a forward.
So you weren't like an outside shooter. You're more.
I could shoot. Free throws were terrible, but.
But your jam was softball, right?
It was. I played soccer, softball, basketball, and then junior high also track and volleyball. So I tried to do a little bit of everything.
What'd you do in track?
I set the record for a 3,200 meter relay at Benjamin Rush Middle School. The first year we ever did it. It was a relay. I was on that team. It was very exciting. But my name got to go
the on
the board.
First time.
I think we've been replaced since. But I would do the 100 meter dash, 200 meter dash, long jump, which I was not good at.
But you had to be fast to do these events.
I think, I don't know.
If you run the 100?
I think I just was one of the females in that age group that could do it. Because I look back and I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not giving my, yes, I'm very fast. I was a sprinter. Soccer, I was the one that would just run around the entire field. Again, very aggressive. I would cross to the other side just to go and knock another player down because they upset me at one point or stole the ball from me because they're better. And again, it's, oh yeah, slide tackle. I didn't get the ball, but she fell. So that was exciting.
Just, I was an enforcer. That's incredible.
A vigilante.
You're a goon.
Yeah.
I was good at kneeing people in the hamstring as they juked the ball around me in soccer. Oh, you got me? Well, now you're going down. Holding your hammy.
Were you a big soccer player, Jeff?
I played probably every season from like first grade through high school, but I wouldn't say, or through my senior year of high school, but I wouldn't say I was good.
Yeah.
But back then, they needed someone to be on the team, and needed, like. But I liked indoor best. But I usually played midfield and just ran around like a maniac. And yeah,
I always wish we had soccer when I was. I think I would have liked it. But everybody I know that was really good at soccer or played a lot of soccer has really fucked up knees now.
Oh wow! So,
I can see that. It's a little rough on them.
That's why I didn't play my senior year. I had slid and I had a knee down and my other leg was out straight and someone like fell on it and like hyperextended it back into the, and I was like, oh, I'm done with soccer for.
Your knees bang a lot against another set of knees.
Yeah. Ugh.
My friend tore her ACL. Collisions.
So do people hit people with the sticks a lot in lacrosse?
Oh, fuck yeah. That's one of the best. That's one of the funnest parts of the game is getting good at just, like, popping you have the helmet. Little spot between their elbow pad and where their like glove. And there's just a bare, like really? This little bone right here. Just get real good at riding that while some dude's trying to. Yeah, that's it, man.
Did I tell you, I like to watch a lot of Larry Bird, like clips and stuff, because he was such a dirty player, you know, just little ways to do it. But I was wrestling a dude one time at an invitational, and the dude just like, he was going to try and spin around me, and he couldn't get around because I was holding these legs with my arm. So he reaches up and grabs my balls and just starts squeezing as hard as he can. Like it's never happened to me before. I mean, literally just grabbed a handful of balls and just squeezing. And if you've seen a wrestling singlet, the balls are very like attainable, right? So he's just squeeze. And I was like, I just start screaming. I didn't know what to do. I'm like, he's squeezing my balls. He's squeezing my balls. I'm freaking out. And I get up and I push the guy. And then I get disqualified. They disqualify me for some reason. Wait. And I couldn't even get off the mat. I just start throwing up like all the way to the damn locker room. And wait, I'm trying to like halfway throwing up. Like, squeezing my balls.
They DQ'd you for getting your balls squeezed? Yeah. For not being down?
Well, he didn't see it. He just heard me screaming it. But all he saw was me jump up and then push the kid down. So, yeah. Okay. I was like, oh, you can just
wait. You can't push them down in wrestling, but he can.
Right. You got to take them down.
That doesn't make any... I think if you're able to push him down, then you win.
Yeah. I evidently didn't make the prosecution to make a good enough case for the crime of ball squeezing. Gosh. So the defense won in that one. But yeah.
I always ask Donnie, Emily, he used to wrestle, I think, I don't know, junior high or something. So whenever we watch UFC, I'm like, so are they allowed to do this? Can they do this? What about this? And he's like, I don't know. But I'm like, what if that guy all of a sudden just starts sucking that guy's dick? He's like, why would they do that? And I'm like, to take
is it against
down.
The rules?
Yeah. I'm like, because what if he's like, what are you doing? And then submission.
The other guy just ends up taking a nap.
My son goes, I don't understand why they don't just tickle the other guy. He goes, what are they going to do about it? Like, you just, he's got you, he's about ready to choke you out, just start tickling him. He's going to let go of you. Like, I go, I think that'd just get your ass beat even more. Like, yeah. If another man tried to tickle me, I would beat the shit out of that guy.
Like, now, Todd, did you ever do, or were you ever the victim of a little wrestling move known as a butt drag?
No, I don't even know what a butt drag is.
So I believe a butt drag is where you take your thumb and you just push it into their butt and you grab a hold of them.
Yeah. Oh. No, that happens a lot.
You go up to like the knuckle and you get a hold of them that way. It's pretty paralyzing grab.
Yeah.
It's called checking the oil.
That's what we call the checking the oil. Yeah. In fact, our assistant wrestling coach, he was this cock-strong farmer guy. He would yell it all the time. Like, if you were like, you couldn't get around, he'd be like, check his oil. And I'm like, I'm not putting my thumb in somebody's ass.
Wait, so that's allowed?
Wait, it's just like the ball grab. You can't see it. So it's like, can you prove it? All you're seeing is a hand back there. We do it to people at practice all the time. We do it to each other. Like, argh! Just a little goose. You're like, motherfucker.
I
little
can't goose. Donnie, all that butt stuff he used to do in wrestling.
Your Honor, he put his thumb in my butt up to the second knuckle. Yeah, I see here on the paperwork. Gave you a little goose. That's all that was. A little playful thumb penetration.
If it was just a nail, not a big deal, but yeah. Knuckle.
That's... Apparently, if two dogs are fighting, if you want to get them to break up, if you stick your thumb in its ass, the I've dog will release. Like if a pit bull has your baby. Like, and you can't get it to release, stick your thumb in the pit bull's ass, it'll release and run away.
I've heard that same thing, so I believe it's true.
I learned that on Judge Judy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He goes, I had placed my thumb. She's like, how'd you get him break up? He goes, I put my finger up the dog's butt. And she goes, yep, that'll do it. When apparently, that's a known, Like, then she went on to describe that that's a known way to get a dog to release is to finger its butthole.
Well, as soon as I heard that, I was like, if I'm ever attacked by a werewolf, that's my move. Because I figure if it works on a dog, it'll work on a werewolf.
Yeah.
Because it's not like I'm going to be carrying around garlic or anything.
Could you find a werewolf's butthole?
That's a good point. I'm going to assume it's where ours is.
Are, right?
Well, it depends what kind of werewolf we're talking about, what kind of movie genre. Some of them are more
man-wolf, or is this like a bestial?
Is it like underworld werewolf, or is it like, you know?
I would think its tail would do a good job of covering buttholes, so you couldn't get.
That's true. You could just look under the tail.
That's the only reason they have a tail, is to protect the butthole, because that's their Achilles tendon, is their butthole. So
yeah.
And if he's still part man, he might enjoy it and just be like, "Oh,
that's true."
And then that way he still doesn't eat you. So you're still good to go.
You just don't want him to go, "My turn."
Got this werewolf calling me all the time. Leave me alone.
I in the shark attack thing, like they say, you know, jab a shark in the eye, or you punch it in the nose or something. Like, what are the chances you get a shot at either
that,
of those?
That bullshit info is just the same thing that's on par with your buddy that tells you how to win every bar fight.
Right.
It's fake. Never gonna happen, Chuck Norris type stillness in a fight. That no, right. Shark latches onto me, I'm going to die.
I'm pretty sure. We've all seen Shark Week, right? Like, they go into a frenzy. They're mindless. They act purely on kill instinct, and they're just one big. I don't think they're not like, you jab me in the eye, but like, all right, time out. I can't see. I don't think a shark's like that. I think a shark's just gonna.
It's more like they're shocked, like, oh, I can't believe you had the nerve to do that.
Yeah,
that's kind of rude.
Yeah, I mean, just don't see myself even remembering any shark facts or anything if I'm being eaten by a shark. That's
That and the lay down, pretend you're dead with the bear. I'm not buying that either.
Who has that joke about that? About laying down, playing dead. Is it Birbiglia? It's like that sounds like one. He sounds like a rumor started by a bear.
Yeah, I only have one defense for a bear, and it's just run. Take my chances. I'll run. Yeah.
Brown lay down, black attack.
Oh, is that what they said?
Because black bears are kind of smaller.
Yeah,
you might have a shot against a black bear.
I don't really want to box with a bear though either.
Did you see those women hiking the other day, and that bear came up and just was like standing right next to her, sniffing her, and she like took a selfie with it and like
really?
Oh yeah, it was terrible. And like it kind of like grabbed her leg and like kind of pulled at her, and like her friend just keeps like slowly walking down the path while he's not paying any bit of attention to her. Just letting her friend just be bait.
Brad, I have a bear next to me. Brad, I have a bear next to me. Take out your headphones. I have a bear next to me. That would be so nerve-wracking to see your friends just don't keep walking away.
Good luck to you. Gonna wait up the path a ways.
I will haunt you.
There's a great video of some photographer guys in a park in the Congo looking for gorillas, and then a shitload of them come up this trail that they're on, and they just have to sit there. And eventually they surround these guys to check them out. And this giant, like the big boy of the group, ends up sitting down right behind one of the guys because two of the little ones are looking at it. And that big gorilla, you get the vibe, is like, I'm here to kill you if you do anything.
Whoa.
Sitting here. I mean, talk about scary as shit. Because
gorillas are terrifying. Yeah, they're terrifying.
Just maim you. Just ball you up all funny and throw you into the forest.
That's the worst part, because it wouldn't be like a bear, pretty quick kill, I think, because they're just eventually going to grab and rip out your throat. A gorilla's just going to fuck you up real bad. And you're going to lay there with your arms twisted the wrong way, all your legs.
Pull your face off.
Yeah. You're going to lay there forever waiting to die.
So chimpanzees instinctually go for your eyes and your genitals when they attack you. So it's very common that they might pull your face and dick off if they ever attack you.
Yeah. Jeez. And that's a chimpanzee. That's not even the big silverback. Like,
I know.
Like, even one of those little organ grinder monkeys, I bet you'd just fuck the shit out of you if it was mad at you.
Yeah.
That's it's also how my Aunt Roxy fights. She only goes for eyes and genitals.
Eyes and dicks. It's a good program. I mean, if you're going to fight somebody, eyes and dicks, that's a great fighting style.
Is it Aunt Roxy because her name is Roxy or because she does Oxy? And her name's like Rosie.
Yeah, that might be. That's probably it. I'm protecting her real name a little bit. But yeah, you're on the right track. Do what, Bob?
Do you ever feel like you're going to throw up when you're at Aunt Roxy's house?
Well, this has been a fun one, guys. We'll do it again next week. Please check out the Bob and Tom Show each and every time that you get an opportunity.
I want to know, our listeners to let us know if they would rather fight a bear or a silverback gorilla.
A big bear, too.
Yeah,
we're talking grizzly.
Grizzly.
Not a koala.
Right.
No. Yeah, I don't want some smart ass doing a koala bear.
Right.
Yeah. We're talking a grizzly bear or a silverback gorilla.
Yeah.
Which one would you rather fist fight?
Great question. Let us know. Tag us in it. Check out the Bob and Tom Show. Check out Evening with the Authors to watch Austin and those guys. It's awesome. And I will be at Dayton, Ohio this Thursday and Friday with Chris Bowers and Rich Reagans. WileysComedyClub.com for tickets, or go to my website, toddcomedy.com, hit the ticket info button. And other than that, we will see you guys in 1 week. We are out.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.